Welcome to The Prevention Perspective, a podcast dedicated to sharing information, ideas, and resources about violence prevention work. The topics discussed in this podcast, including healthy relationships, prevention practices, and dating or sexual violence, can be difficult, and we urge you to listen with care. Our hosts are not licensed counselors or mental health professionals. If you or someone you care about have experienced domestic, dating, or sexual violence, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. You can also find more resources in the description of this podcast. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Prevention Perspective. My name is Tracy Darling DeMarcus. I am the Prevention Program Manager at the WCA in Boise, Idaho. WCA is a nonprofit organization serving survivors of domestic and sexual violence. And my role in the world of prevention is to try and change our culture, shift our norms, and hopefully create a world where violence no longer exists. Trying to put myself out of a job long term. So grateful to have you listening today, and I am coming to you solo. No guests on the podcast today. Just really wanted to spend some time talking with you about how to have a conversation about relationships, specifically if you're a parent, specifically if you're a parent of a teenager or a young adult. These are really important conversations to be having. We're also in August, which is back to school time. So even if your child hasn't started school yet, this is a really great time to start having those conversations, especially knowing they're going to be back in a social setting, whether that's with their friends and peers, whether they're playing sports or doing extracurricular activities, you know. These are all different types of relationships in this young person's life, and they need to have skills and tools to be able to navigate them. Relationships are not something that we're just inherently good at. We learn about relationships. We model our relationships off of other relationships we've seen in our lives, maybe by other people. And so really, something that we need to be talking about more often and more frequently, that, you know, these are not just expectations that we have that, oh, everybody's relationships are going to be good and healthy and know how to have them and know how to keep them healthy. These are learned behaviors. And so to learn more, we need to be able to talk about it. We need to be able to recognize when things aren't feeling good or aren't feeling healthy. Know what to do about it, know who to talk to about it. And again, if you're a parent or a caregiver or a safe adult for somebody, a young person, that might be where you come in. And so just recognizing it's not really easy to have these conversations. It's often not comfortable, especially a lot of us adults maybe that never had those conversations in our lives. When we were young, it might seem like, well, I don't really know how to have this conversation, or I don't know what to tell this young person. That's really where we're going to go today. I've got some tips and some things to just keep in mind when having those conversations. So stay tuned for that.
If you know a teen or young adult in your life, they need to know about Love is Respect. Love is Respect offers 24/7 information, support, and advocacy to young people between the ages of 13 and 26 who have questions or concerns about their romantic relationships. They also provide support to concerned friends and family members, teachers, counselors, and other service providers through the same free and confidential services via phone, text, and live chat. Love is Respect aims to be a safe and inclusive space for young people to access help and information in a setting specifically for them. They provide comprehensive education through resources including quizzes, interactive pages, and testimonials, as well as training, toolkits, and curriculum for educators, peers, and parents to promote healthy relationships and prevent future abuse. Visit loveisrespect.org to find all of these resources and more.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to start off with just some tips to guiding a conversation with a young person about relationships. We utilize this acronym called TEACH, which I believe was initially developed by the Gottman Research Institute, which is a organization that specifically looks at the research behind relationships, the science behind relationships. But I'm a fan of an acronym if it's easier for me to remember that way. So we use the TEACH TIPS acronym just as a easier way to remember the different steps of these conversations. So TEACH TIPS by the Gottman Institute. So the T stands for take a minute to relax with your teen, or timing. The timing for this conversation is going to be really important. If they just got in a fight with their friend or their boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, somebody that they care about, maybe this is not the best time to start a conversation about relationships or to dive in with this really heavy relationship talk, because obviously they're currently in a state of heightened emotions, maybe feeling really confused about what happened. And so you bringing up to them like, oh, well, what do you know about relationships in that moment might just be kind of overwhelming and difficult for them. So think about the timing for that conversation. And again, like starting these conversations maybe before they even start dating or when they're just starting to develop those really close friendships, make that a normal part of kind of this conversation or this time in their lives. So it doesn't seem as out of the blue, maybe when something does happen and you're, wanting to talk with them about it, it won't be something that they're not used to talking about with you. So the timing for this conversation is particularly important. The E in TEACH TIPS stands for empathy. Empathize with this young person about how complicated relationships can be. We all know that there's a lot of different moving parts and pieces in a relationship. Again, whether this is a romantic or not romantic relationship, they're confusing, they're difficult, they change over time, and they change as we change. And this can be very difficult to navigate as a young person. And so really just taking the time to empathize with them, like, hey, that really stinks that your friend, you know, ditched you. Or, you know, it can be really hard to have friends or friendships with people. And, you know, what's important to you in a good friend? And are they doing that for you? Really just having that empathy and recognizing that even if we're wanting to solve the problem or fix the issue that's going on, really just taking that first moment to empathize with how they're feeling, where they're at, and remembering even maybe what we were feeling when we were that age can make a more meaningful connection with that young person and might lead to a better or more fruitful conversation down the line. A stands for acknowledge. Acknowledge their feelings, acknowledge their needs, letting them know it's okay to feel this way. It's totally normal to feel this way. If you need to take a break from this person, that's okay. If you need to break off a friendship, that's okay too. You know, not every relationship we have in our lives is going to last forever. And that's part of life. So just acknowledging the needs that they have, the feelings that they have arising. Again, this really goes with that empathy piece, trying to think of, okay, when we were that age, how would we have been feeling? What would we have been taking away from this experience? And just letting them know that that's whatever they're feeling, wherever they're at with it, is okay. And they can just be in that feeling, in that place for whatever time they need. The C stands for connect. Connect by actively listening before sharing your own thoughts. Again, as adults, we can think we've got all the answers. We know the best ways to solve this problem. Maybe we're feeling like, oh, I went through something exactly like this when I was that age, and I know exactly what to do for this person. But again, if this is a moment maybe where they're feeling particularly vulnerable, they're feeling particularly emotional, you jumping in as an adult figure and just telling them what they should do, what they have to do maybe, or saying, do this because I say so, is maybe not going to be incredibly helpful. So to take that time to really connect with your active listening skills, maybe using some reflective language, saying, you know, I just want to make sure I'm understanding this is what you're telling me, and reflecting whatever language they're using before sharing our own thoughts. And even asking, would you like to hear what I would maybe do in this situation? And if not, that's okay, right? But even just asking if they're ready for some sort of input by us before just assuming, again, that we have all the answers, that we have the right or the best way to do things, it can be really important. So even just offering that moment to say, do you want to hear what I might think about this situation, or do you want to hear my thoughts on this before just putting it out there? And lastly, that H stands for help them when they are ready. Obviously, if this is a situation where somebody is in immediate physical danger or at risk of harming themselves or others, obviously there are things that we need to do right in that moment. But that's not necessarily what we're talking about right now. If the situation is non-emergency, meaning, you know, we don't have that immediate action needed to keep somebody safe, helping them when they're ready can lead to a better long-term outcome. Because again, even if we're coming in with this adult mindset of saying, well, I'm the parent or I'm the adult, so I know what's right for you, so you need to break up, or you can't see this person anymore, or you can't hang out with this friend anymore because they're a bad influence, or whatever the case might be. Think about when you were young and how successful it was when somebody told you not to do something. I think instinctively, a lot of our reaction is to go and do that thing just because somebody said not to. So again, rather than just jumping in and saying, okay, this is not okay, you need to break up, I'm not going to allow you to see this person anymore, there's a really good chance that they'll still do that thing or see that person, just because that's part of the teen experience also, you know, this little piece of rebellion I think that a lot of teens have. And then the likelihood, say they keep dating this person or they secretly spend time with them, and the likelihood that if things get worse and they'll come to you to talk about it is going to be really low, because already they're thinking, oh, well, I broke the rules, or this person said, my parents said not to see this person and I did it anyways. So if I'm in trouble, if I'm really concerned about what's going on, the likelihood that I'm going to go back to them and say, hey, I broke the rules, or I did this thing even though you said not to, is going to be their first thought of, well, I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm not going to say anything about it. So again, it might be difficult to kind of take that step back and not immediately go into problem-solving mode, but really getting to a point where they feel like they are ready for that solution, and coming to a solution that feels good for everybody involved. Maybe they're not ready to break up and you think they should break up. Maybe there's some sort of compromise that you can come to in terms of like, okay, well, if this person is really that important to you, you know, maybe I'd like to get to know them a little bit better. So would they be willing to come and spend some time with me or our family so I can get to know a better sense of who they are, if they're so important to you? Maybe coming to some sort of solution that feels good for everybody. But again, making sure that it's the right time and that we're not forcing them into solutions or situations that they're going to be also unhappy with. So that is the teach tips. So just a real quick reflection. The T stands for timing. Make sure the timing is right. E stands for empathy, empathizing with how complicated relationships can be. A stands for acknowledge their feelings, their needs. C stands for connect, connect by actively listening before sharing your own thoughts. And finally, H is help when they're ready. Help them problem solve when they are ready for the solution or to come to some sort of solution. So again, those are the teach tips by the Gottman Institute of Research for Relationships. So feel free to check out that if you want more information. I'm going to take a quick little break here, and then we're going to come back with some self-reflective questions that I think can also be important to think about before having this relationship conversation with that young person. So stick around.
Is there a program, practice, or issue you'd like us to cover on this podcast? Do you want to share about the prevention work that you've been doing? We're always looking for feedback, ideas, and suggestions to make this podcast relevant and helpful for our listeners. Contact us via email at prevention@wcaboise.org.
So I just want to leave you with a few questions for self-reflection. Again, thinking about some of these things maybe before having this discussion or having this talk about relationships, or maybe your kids are young and you are thinking, okay, it's not quite time to have that conversation yet, but I know it's going to happen and I want to be prepared for that. Just some questions for self-reflection, because I think this can be a really great way to, again, reflect on what we learned or didn't learn about relationships. What do we want our kids to know, or what do we think is important for the young people in our life to know? And how can we make this a normal, regular piece of our relationship with that child, just in terms of knowing that they can come and talk to us about these things without fear of judgment or without fear of consequences, but they know that we're a person that is open and willing to talk about it. So first off, was there ever a time when someone, a parent, caregiver, teacher, coach, whatever, used the opposite approach of these tips with you? So maybe they didn't pick the right time. Maybe they didn't have any empathy, or they didn't acknowledge the feelings that you had in that moment, or made you feel bad for having the feelings that you had. How did that feel to you when they did the opposite of those things? And how open were you with them after that? Was that a moment that trust was broken with this adult, where you felt like, okay, well, your response to this thing happening tells me that I know I can't go to you with this. Or if I do go to you, I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel invalidated. So I'm just not going to bring this up to you. I think we probably can all think of a moment that happened like that in our own lives as a young person. So another question for self-reflection: what is something you wish someone had told you before you started dating? And have you told that to your child? Or would you tell that to your child? What would that sound like if you had the advice that you were looking for, or you were hoping for at that age? Or a lesson learned to help navigate a conversation that, again, will be very difficult, very confusing for this young person? Is there something that you can say that might have changed the way that you navigated relationships at that age? So I'd encourage you to take some time to reflect on those questions for yourself. Again, thinking about how to bring that into the conversation that you have, making sure that where you're coming from is a place of love and care and respect and non-judgment. Again, even if you maybe don't completely understand what they're going through or the particular circumstances of their relationship, that really doesn't matter. You don't necessarily need to know and understand every single piece to be able to show empathy, to be able to acknowledge how they must be feeling. So even if it doesn't quite make sense to you, or that wouldn't be a piece of a relationship that you would have, try to just kind of put that in the back burner, or put that in the back of your mind for later, while you're having this conversation with them. And be open to sharing your experiences from that age. I think, again, as adults, we can fall into this place of not wanting to be vulnerable in front of young people, not wanting to acknowledge that we made mistakes or that we did things that maybe we know better now that we shouldn't have done or should have done differently. But really sharing your experiences from that age, mentioning those mistakes, mentioning what you learned from that experience, those are the things that'll really, you know, resonate with this young person. You'll be able to come from a place of like, I know because I went through this as well, and this is something that I wish I had known, or this is what happened and how I handled it, you know, and this is how it impacted me, or I learned something from that. Being able to be open and honest and authentic and vulnerable with a young person can lend a lot to building trust. So again, especially if this is a new conversation that you're having, or it's not something that you're used to talking about, being willing to be vulnerable can be a really great way to build trust to having that ongoing conversation down the road. Well, I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that there are a couple of nuggets of information that you were able to take out of this podcast today and bring into a conversation with a young person that you care about. Again, whether that's a child, whether that's someone that you coach, somebody that you mentor. I'm thinking about, you know, my nieces and nephews, the young folks in my life that mean a lot to me. And how can I let them know that I'm a safe and supportive adult that they can talk to about this stuff? And that they, if they need help, they know they can come to me. So I hope you took something away from this podcast. If you have any thoughts or questions around it, please, again, utilize the information in the description of the podcast. I'll also put a couple of resources that are specific for parents or specific for caregivers in navigating conversations about relationships. But don't be afraid. Get out there, have those conversations. Starting the conversation is the hardest part. So I encourage you to do that, and hopefully we will see you back next time on The Prevention Perspective. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Prevention Perspective. Again, if you or someone you know has experienced domestic, dating, or sexual violence, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. Or you can call the WCA's 24-hour hotline at 208-343-7025. Don't forget to follow us on social media at WCA_Boise and WCA Youth Reps. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like us to cover or get more information about anything you heard on today's episode, contact us through the email provided in the description of the podcast.
I hope that it will help you to do a better job.